In September, it will be 50 years of Star Trek. For a half century, we've all lived with Vulcans, Klingons, warp drive, time travel, and more allegory than you can shake a stick at. And with all that Star Trek comes Star Trek music, and much of that can be heard in Music Hall, March 8th, 2016. That's when Star Trek, the Ultimate Voyage North American Concert Tour, hits Cincinnati. And on the line, we've got one of the Trek composers, Jay Chataway. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Frank.
So let's talk about your contribution to the franchise. First off, which shows and movies have you contributed?
I started with Star Trek The Next Generation, like the third season of that series, and I've been with the show all the way from Star Trek The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise. Oh. So for about 15 to 16 years, I've been composing space music.
When you say composing for a TV show, I'm curious, do you come in and do specific shows? Do you handle a whole series, or how does that work?
Well, each episode of a TV show has completely original music, and there were several composers, mostly just two, that did the majority of all of the work. We were assigned an episode. We go in and see the show in its nearly finished form, and then go home and start writing music very feverishly, because we have maybe 8 to 10 days to create up to 30 to 40 minutes of original music for full orchestra.
Now, one of the things that people mention about Star Wars is that that particular movie brought back the full orchestral score. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, the Star Trek's been doing that since the very beginning of Star Trek. And so when you're writing this music, I mean, you actually have to score the whole thing for a full orchestra, right?
Yes, and that's probably one of the things that contributed to the longevity, as all of the producers of all of the various spinoffs valued the sound of real acoustic music. So we always had 35 to 60 musicians for every episode, and every episode, with the exception of the themes, was completely original. Like, we didn't go back and use music from the previous episode or whatever. It was all custom written to the episode that was being recorded.
Now, there are themes, of course, for certain characters. They all have their own little theme, and you probably do arrangements of those.
Yes. Sometimes the themes were incorporated into the scores, but in most cases, rarely. You hear the themes at the beginning and the ends of the show, but most of the music in between, which would be the dramatic music, had a lot to do with creating the mood or amplifying the tension, or maybe if it was a romantic moment or something like that, that's what the music was mostly used for. So it was not generally thematic based on the themes from the show.
And so with each episode, can you tell me, like, is there like an average of how much music, how much time that you would write for each episode?
I'd say it averaged about 20 minutes per episode. We would record all of that music live with the orchestra in one day. So you didn't have a lot of time to look back over your shoulder. You sort of had to keep moving forward. And in 6 hours, we would record, mix, edit, and have all of the music ready for the episode to be mixed. And usually 3 days later, it was on the air and millions of people are watching it.
Were you a fan of Star Trek before you started working with the Next Generation program?
Not really, although I must say that when I was a college student, in fact, I went to college close to where you are. I went to West Virginia University, where one of my primary teachers was a doctoral student at Cincinnati. So there's a little common thread there. But the original Star Trek series was on television when I was in college, so occasionally we would watch it. But no, I was never really a big fan of that, although I was a real fan of space travel and space exploration. I think that one had something to do with it.
Now, you said you started working with the Next Generation, so that means you've actually been with Star Trek making music for the various shows longer, much longer, than the original series that lasted only, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yes. Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager all ran for 7 years, and Enterprise ran for 4 years. Sometimes they overlapped, which made it quite difficult, as I would finish an episode of Next Generation, and then there would be a Deep Space Nine episode sitting on my desk ready to be recorded a week later.
So your music, and then that of other composers as well, is going on tour with this Ultimate Voyage. Now, what is so special about Star Trek music, as in there's no touring concert called Law and Order, The Ultimate Voyage?
Right. Well, I was fortunate enough to get to do the premiere of The Ultimate Voyage in London. I conducted the London Philharmonic at Royal Albert Hall, and the producers of this traveling show are indeed serious Star Trek music fans, and they've called from all the movies and all of the episodes what they thought would be the most adaptable music for the concert hall. And then, of course, we adapted it, then put together amazing film clips. Some of the original music from the episodes played to film on a big 70-foot screen, and some are montages based on a certain subjects that where they would take a piece of music from Star Trek and then edit certain relative film clips to that and make it become sort of another motion picture type thing.
So this is going to be a big picture of images and some movie clips, TV clips and stuff, all this with a big live orchestra right there all together. I would think you're used to recording in a studio and not getting an immediate audience feedback. What was that like for you to be in the Royal Albert Hall with a whole bunch of Star Trek fans listening to your music?
Well, let's put it this way. It was probably one of the most magnificent halls I've ever performed in. And yes, there were quite a few Star Trek fans, but mostly we sold out two concerts of over 5,000 each. And a lot of them, I think, were curiosity seekers about the music in general. And I only saw maybe 10 or 12 Klingon costumes and a few Starfleet costumes. But, you know, it's England, and maybe a little more conservative in that way. But it was definitely amazing to hear the audience response. I've done a few other concerts that were more specific for, like, conventions for Star Trek. And I find that the Star Trek fans are so savvy about the music. Like, I could play maybe two or three notes from a piece of music, and they knew instantly what show, who was the guest star, who wrote the episode, et cetera. So we're dealing with a fairly high level of intelligent listeners here.
And has that been your experience throughout this whole concert tour now? Have you noticed audiences being really attentive to what's going on?
Well, I haven't been fortunate enough to do any of the East Coast dates, but I hear the responses have been great. I'm flying back to do some of the West Coast performances in April. The responses and reviews have been amazing, so I'm assuming that, you know, a lot of the audience are serious Trek people or Trek music people.
So when you're doing this music, when you're writing it, have you noticed a difference in audience reaction from just the music being on television?
On television, it was very interesting because thanks to the internet, when people are watching an episode, there's all these various Trek billboards and posting sites where people are critiquing every aspect of the show as it's being run. So we would get instant feedback from the fans as the shows were being done. But in general, in the concerts, of course, we have to finish a complete piece of music, and there's usually some applause, and people are quite appreciative of the performance. You know, a lot of movies are being done where they play the movie and the music accompanies it. In this case, it's really a tribute to 50 years of all of the music and how it worked in all of the visual images. And it's really brilliantly executed in terms of how the video and the music work together. It's quite complicated as a conductor because you have to watch the movie, conduct the orchestra, and make it all somehow come out seamlessly in sync.
Well, you know, you've made a big contribution to what is a huge cultural landmark over the years, 50 years of Star Trek, and you're a big part of it. Thank you very much for letting us know what's going on with Star Trek, The Ultimate Voyage, North America Concert Tour, coming up to Cincinnati in Music Hall on March 8th. Jay Chataway, one of the Star Trek composers for many, many of the TV series, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I hope you enjoy the concert.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.